And I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Richard Green. Chinese lawmakers passed a wide-ranging update to the country's anti-espionage legislation on Wednesday. China's top legislative body passed the revised counter-espionage law, its first update since 2014, following 3 days of deliberations. State news agency Xinhua says the revised law expands the definition of espionage to include cyber attacks against state organs or critical information infrastructure. It allows authorities carrying out anti-espionage investigation to gain access to data, electronic equipment, and information on personal property, and also bans border crossings. Chinese President Xi Jinping has made national security a key focus of his administration since taking office in 2012. Analysts say these revisions are evidence that stricter regime has suspicion of the United States and its allies grows. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said on Wednesday that China represented an opportunity to reinforce the rules that peace should be built upon after speaking to President Xi Jinping on the phone.
Україна та Китай, як і абсолютна більшість світу, однаково зацікавлені у міцності суверенітету націй та територіальній цілісності. У дотриманні головних безпекових правил, зокрема щодо неприпустимості погроз ядерною зброєю та розповсюдження ядерної зброї світом. Ми однаково зацікавлені, щоб ситуація навколо Запорізької атомної станції нарешті була повністю убезпечена і щоб атомні станції взагалі.
Zelensky said in an evening video address that Ukraine and China, like the absolute majority of the world, are equally interested in the strength of the sovereignty of nations and territorial integrity. You can find more on this story on our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. U.S. President Joe Biden will briefly visit the Pacific Islands nation of Papua New Guinea in May. A spokesperson from the Prime Minister's office says President Biden will stop in the capital, Port Moresby, for 3 hours on his way to Australia to attend a Quad Leaders Summit. A source told Reuters that Biden is expected to meet with over a dozen Pacific Island leaders during his visit to Port Moresby. The meeting will be a significant move in U.S. efforts to push back against Chinese inroads in the region and follows a meeting of Pacific Island leaders that Biden hosted at the White House in September. The Quad Summit is being held in Sydney on May 24th, with the leaders of India, Australia, Japan, and the United States all attending. The writer suing Donald Trump for allegedly raping her nearly 30 years ago told jurors at a civil trial on Wednesday the former U.S. president sexually assaulted her and defamed her by lying about it. Reuters correspondent Tamara Lindstrom reports.
E. Jean Carroll said in a Manhattan federal court, quote, I'm here because Donald Trump raped me, and when I wrote about it, he lied and said it didn't happen. He lied and shattered my reputation, and I'm here to try to get my life back. Trump has denied the claims. She is suing Trump for defamation after he called her rape claim a hoax, lie, and quote, complete con job on his Truth social media platform, and said she was not his type and that she made up the claim to sell her memoir.
That was Reuters correspondent Tamara Lindstrom. Disney is suing Governor Ron DeSantis of the southeastern state of Florida over the Republican leader's takeover of his theme park district. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
The corporate kingdom finally comes to an end.
Disney alleges the governor waged a targeted campaign of government retaliation after the company opposed a law that bans classroom lessons on sexual orientation and gender identity, a policy critics call Don't Say Gay.
We had a little bit of a tussle.
The suit was filed minutes after a Disney World Oversight Board appointed by DeSantis voted to void a deal placing theme park design and construction decisions in the company's hands. I'm Ben Thomas.
A transgender lawmaker in the northwestern U.S. state of Montana has been barred by lawmakers from the state house floor. The action was in response to Zoe Zephyr accusing lawmakers of having blood on their hands for supporting a ban on gender-affirming medical care for children. Protesters supporting Zephyr's interrupted proceedings earlier this week by chanting Let Her Speak in a boisterous rally that came after they protested outside the state capitol in Helena. Zephyr will still be able to vote and participate in committees, but not discuss proposals and amendments under consideration in the full House. I'm Richard Green reporting for VOA News.